You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 107, Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're taking a nostalgic journey back to the era of tartan bell bottoms and cheerful pop ditties that set teenage girls' hearts on fire. Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. The Bay City Rollers began life as the Saxons, a band founded by brothers Derek and Alan Longmuir, a bassist and drummer, and singer Nobby Clark about 1967. Legend has it that the group chose a new name by throwing a dart at the map of the United States. The dart stuck on Bay City, Michigan. Former big band leader Tom Patton was the band's manager, and he liked to maintain a tight control over the band. Patton decided who would be in the band, and members came and went during the early years. By 1971, seven different band members have been rotated in and out of the lineup. At the time the group released their first UK hit, Keep On Dancing, Nobby Clark was still singing lead. Shortly thereafter, guitarist Eric Faulkner and bassist Woody Wood joined, and Nobby Clark was replaced by Leslie McCohen. From 1973 to 1975, their popularity grew in the UK as they released a string of hits, including Bye Bye Baby, which spent 6 weeks on the top of the UK pop charts. The band members were young and good-looking, and their cohort of fans was mainly teenagers and younger girls who were quite giddy with excitement whenever the band appeared. They adopted a particular style, affecting tartan trousers and scarves, and so attired were photographed for teen magazines, feeding the fan frenzy. Clive Davis at Arista Records hoped to bring that popularity to the United States, and with his help, the song Saturday Night, which had flopped in the UK, went to number one on the Hot 100 Billboard charts in the first week of 1976. Saturday Night, originally featuring a vocal by Nobby Clark, was re-recorded with Les McCone. The song was written not by the band members, but by the seasoned songwriting duo Bill Martin and Phil Coulter, who worked out the hook, hand claps under a rhythmic chant spelling out the word Saturday. The group continued making records, none as successful as Saturday Night, and kept up a vigorous touring schedule that was hard on them. Bassist Alan Longmuir left to be replaced by Ian Mitchell, who in turn left and was replaced by Pat McGlynn. The band had a short-lived American TV show that, rather than reviving their sagging career, pointed up the differences between their teen fans' preference for pop and the musicians' maturing musical style. Eric Faulkner and Les McCone got into a fist fight on stage at a concert in Japan, and McCone left the band to be replaced by Duncan Farr. In 1979, they fired manager Tom Patton, who would later be accused of approaching underage boys, including Pat McGlynn. During the 1980s and 90s, there were attempts to reinvent the band, and those incarnations released three unsuccessful albums.
Saturday night, Saturday night, I'll love her so. I, 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 I'll love her so. I, 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 I'm gonna let her know. But if you go, what you roll, oh, sure, I gotta go. Saturday night, Saturday night, wanna rock it up, roll it up, do it all, have a
Les McCone was unsuccessful at pursuing a solo career and tours now with his revival band, Les McCone's original Bay City Rollers. He has struggled with drinking and depression, whereas Derek Longmuir spent time in prison after a child pornography conviction. Other band members work more prosaic jobs and some tour with a competing band organized by Ian Mitchell. Five original members have banded together to sue their old record company, Arista, for millions in royalties they claim the company has never paid. Tam Patten, on the other hand, served only a year in prison and subsequently won his own suit for royalties and is living well in Scotland on the settlement. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.